Coming up, Cedar Rapids is awarding incentives to a proposed $21 million commercial park. And later, what's the coolest thing made in Iowa? You can vote now. Plus, learn your rights as a renter at a free workshop tonight. Welcome to the Thursday, April 25th edition of the Gazette Daily News Podcast. This podcast gives quick bites from the latest headlines coming out of the Gazette Newsroom. I'm Bailey Chihan. This week, the Cedar Rapids City Council awarded incentives to a developer to build a $21 million commercial park in southwest Cedar Rapids. This would bring new warehouses online in an area where industrial development is booming. Airport Commercial Park includes the construction of five commercial lots along Wright Brothers Boulevard Southwest. This project was proposed by Iowa Development One LLC. It would include a mixture of warehouse buildings, contractor suites, and self-storage units. The project calls for construction on 15 acres. This meets the minimum acreage requirements to be eligible for incentives under the city's Master Plan Redevelopment Economic Development Program. Under terms approved by the City Council, the project would also retain 40 jobs and create 40 new jobs. The city would provide a 10-year, 50% rebate of increased taxes generated by the project, which staff estimates would be $3.6 million in total taxes. $1.4 million would be rebated back to the company. Additionally, Stonemeyer LLC was awarded incentives to expand its operations. Stonemeyer LLC is an entity of Corridor Construction Network, and it's looking to build a new commercial building at 1265 Wilson Avenue Southwest. Corridor Network Construction has been headquartered in Cedar Rapids since 2015. Now it's looking to make a $5.4 million capital investment that would retain 70 jobs and create 20 new ones. The proposed project details construction of a 50,000 square foot commercial building. 42,000 square feet would be for warehouse space, and the rest would be office space. Under the city's quote-unquote community benefit incentives, the city would give a 10-year 50% rebate of increased taxes generated by the project. Based on the investment and estimated post-development value, staff estimates it will generate $1.6 million in total taxes over a 10-year period. That would rebate $640,000 back to the company. The council unanimously approved incentives, but Councilmember Scott Olson recused himself from voting due to his role in assisting with the developer's purchase of the land several years ago. Development agreements for both projects should come before the council in June. Next, what's the coolest thing made in Iowa? 68 products are nominated for the award, and you can vote for your favorite product. Here are a few of the nominees. In Cedar Rapids, General Mills makes the fruity snack Gushers. In Iowa City, Big Grove Brewery's Easy Eddie IPA is being recognized. Meanwhile, Dandelion Wine is made by Ackerman Winery in Marengo. In Maquoketa, Blue Nine Pet Products makes the Climb Dog Training Platform, and MCG Biocomposites makes MCG Bioplant Markers. Find a full list of products made in Eastern Iowa at the story linked in this episode's description. You can vote for your favorite Iowa-made products once every day until April 30th. The Sweet 16 finalists will advance into a bracket, and daily voting will return in May. Next, renters can learn about their rights as tenants for free at a workshop today. The Renter Rights and Responsibilities Workshop will be held at Beams Auditorium in the downtown Cedar Rapids Public Library at 5 p.m. tonight. The workshop is sponsored by the Oak Hill Jackson Neighborhood Association and features a presentation by Iowa Legal Aid, followed by a question and answer portion. Oak Hill Jackson Neighborhood Association President Dorothy D'Souza Guedes said, quote, "Oak Hill Jackson has an exceptionally high percentage of residents who are renting the home they live in, whether that be an apartment or single-family home," end quote. D'Souza Guedes said the neighborhood's home ownership rate is 24.1%, whereas all of Linn County's home ownership rate is 74.5%. The workshop will cover topics like landlord and tenant law, evictions, how to ask a landlord to make repairs, housing discrimination, and more. D'Souza Guedes said that in 2023, housing cases accounted for 43% of all cases filed with the Cedar Rapids Civil Rights Commission. This, D'Souza Guedes said, shows tenants need to be better informed about their rights as renters. Find a link to each of today's featured stories in this episode's description or at thegazette.com. Now let's take a look at the weather in Cedar Rapids. Today will be partly cloudy. Expect a high of 66 degrees and a low of 46 degrees. Friday, it will rain. Expect temperatures in the high 50s. Thank you for listening to the Gazette Daily News Podcast. Stay updated with the latest Eastern Iowa news at thegazette.com. I'm Bailey Chihan.